أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يستعجلونك بالعذاب وإن جهنم لمحيطة بالكافرين. يوم يغشاهم العذاب من فوقهم ومن تحت أرجلهم ويقول ذوقوا ما كنتم تعملون. يا عبادي الذين آمنوا إن أرضي واسعة فإياي فاعبدون. كل نفس ذائقة الموت ثم إلينا ترجعون. صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say that Allah is sufficient as a shaheed, as a witness. And the second aspect of it was that the kuffar of Makkah had often asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, demanded upon him that he hasten the punishment upon them. In other words, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send down the punishment upon them. One response and one reply yesterday was that Allah Rabbul Izzat said, وَلَوْلَا أَجَلٌ مُسَمَّى لَجَاءَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ. If the time had not been ascertained and fixed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the azab would have come upon them. In this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continue, وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالْعَذَابُ. And O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they demand from you the hastening of the chastity of the punishment. وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمُحِيطَةٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ. The reality is this, that the fire of Jahannam encompasses the disbelievers. يَوْمَ يَغْشَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking particularly about the azab of the hereafter. That on that day, when the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover them, be upon them, مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ, from above them, وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ, and from below the feet. In other words, they will be completely enshrouded, completely covered by the punishment of Allah, overpowered by the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَقُولُ ذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, ذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, taste whatever you had been acting upon. In other words, your deeds, this is your deeds in actual reality. Or perhaps the punishment itself will be saying so, like we find in the hadith of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when a person does not pay zakat, then that zakat will come in the form of a serpent, come around the neck of the person and say, Ana kanzuk, ana maluk, I am your wealth, I am the treasures that you had treasured away and you had not paid zakat. And in that way the actual wealth itself becomes the serpent, and that wealth itself speaks. So here also possibly the punishment will address the people saying, ذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, taste because of what you had carried out and your actions on the surface of this, in this world. So the important aspect is this, that we learn from here that there is a very direct correlation, a very direct relationship between our deeds and the result of it, between our deeds and the recompense from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the deeds are good, then the recompense will be good. Otherwise, the deeds itself can become a means of the adab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the next few ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the believers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to them. And here, we should not forget that from the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was speaking about the difficulties that were imposed upon the sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, especially during the first part of the nubuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the life in Makkah Mukarramah. And that aspect, the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had gone through untold difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had pacified them in the very beginning of the surah. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi alladhina amanu, O those servants of mine who have brought iman, Inna ardi wasi'a, certainly my land is vast. Fa'iyya fa'budun, then worship only me. Now some of the commentators have explained that this was that ayah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now gave sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that command where they should leave Makkah Mukarramah and they should go out of Makkah Mukarramah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam suggested to them that if it is difficult in Makkah to make the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ongoing persecutions, the other difficulties that you are experiencing, then go to Abyssinia, go to Al-Habash, and over there you will be able to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ease, because the ruler of that place is a kind-hearted person. So obviously when a person has to leave one's own homeland, then there are certain apprehensions one has. The first apprehension is the danger of the road, and the second is this, going to the unknown, the fear of the unknown, and the third is that one is going to leave one's family behind, even though they may have not accepted Iman and Islam, but at the end of the day they are the family. So these kind of challenges come upon a person, the thoughts come within the mind of the person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to that, and Allah says, "Kullu nafsin adha'iqatul maut," that every soul shall taste of death. That whether you are going to make this hijrat from Makkah Mukarramah to Al-Habash to Abyssinia, or whether you are going to stay in Makkah Mukarramah, but the ultimate hijrat, the ultimate migration is going to take place from this world to the hereafter. From this world you are going to leave, and obviously you are still going to leave your family behind, and they will have no one. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives imani strength, spiritual strength to these sahaba, round about 80 or 83 sahaba of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then migrated from Makkah Mukarramah and went to Abyssinia. And Allah say, "Thumma ilayna turja'un," and it is towards us that you will be returned. In other words, you are going to go to Abyssinia, this maut will still come to you, and you are still going to return. You stay in Makkah, this maut will still come to you, and you are still going to return towards us, and obviously you are going to leave your family. So hence in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us of the very important aspect, especially our ill deeds, that they will, in the terms of the colloquial terms, it will haunt us here in this world, and it is going to haunt us in the hereafter. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.